الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا طائركم معكم، أئن ذكرتم، بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وقال تعالى: وإلهكم إله واحد، لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا طير ولا حام ولا صفر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We're in this month of Safar, which has come after the three consecutive months of Ashur-e-Hurum, the great, blessed, honorable month. We have to wait for 5 months again, then the month of Rajab will come. We don't know who's going to live, who's going to die. And then the month of Rajab is again that great auspicious month, the special month, the sacred month, which are so valuable. And with the coming of Rajab, the whole season starts then. Then it's Shaban after that. Then it's Ramadan after that. Shawwal, then again Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah. What great occasion. Allah let us benefit, as Maulana explained. Allah reward Maulana and let that reality dawn upon us. 1-2 years we got. And we have to do so much for the eternal life of the Akhirah. So how much we have to prepare. Allah gave us these lillahi nafahat, the special moment when the wind and the breezes of Allah's love and Allah's obedience to Allah, turning to Allah, fata'arrazu biha fiha. Then when that comes, then incline towards Allah. All the time, this month of Safar is also a great month, and a month all the time is for us to take great lessons. This month of Safar is normally associated that it's an empty month. People refer it to also as Khali Mahina, Khali Mahino, that there is no goodness, there is no barakat in this month. Time is Allah's time. Whichever time, whichever day of the week, whichever hour of the day, we make Allah's ibadat, we turn to Allah, Allah's rahmat focuses upon us. A Muslim is not to be bog down and be negative, but make all the time valuable. Don't think that this time now a person who is ill, Maulana mashallah, though he is by Allah's kudrat, he's like this, but he's making his time valuable. And it's a great lesson for us. We who are healthy up and about, how much more mustn't we make our time valuable? Maulana goes for Umrah in this condition. So we should take a great lesson. So it isn't that it is an empty month, it isn't that it is a month no barakat. And people worse than death have taken this, that it is a man that is full of curses, bad omens. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Qurban Jai, what a great Nabi Allah sent to us. He negated and he cleared our hearts of all this completely. We said, La tiyara. There is nothing like all these bad omens, which were prevalent today also. Many things of that we take as bad luck, which we take that there is evil consequences, bad omens in these things, many things. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in this hadith, la tiyara, wa la hamma, wa la safara, negated all the negative things. So we also should take it completely out of our heart, all this. And our deen teaches us to be positive and to be strong. We should not be bogged down. The summary of all this, all any type of suspicion, any type of superstition, any type of bad omens, and any type of weaknesses, we must get that out of our system. Al-mu'min, al-mu'min al-qawi, khayrun min al-mu'min al-da'if. A strong mu'min is much better than a weak Muslim. وَفِي كَيْخْ كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. There is good in every mu'min. But we shouldn't be those people that we, all these things have an effect on us. And these are all ghosts, spooks, they are nothing. And they are having an effect on us. And reality is the kalam of Allah, Quran Sharif, is the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the blessed personality of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the hadith negated all this completely. In this light, we have to see not only these things here which have been mentioned specifically in the hadith, but all type of things. There are those which are absolutely haram also. Then those which are disliked and which are not good. All the negative things. We'll just mention a few, and every one of us know of many more in which we are involved in our circles, which we hear about. So a few of these things are like going to armies, and we will say fake armies. And unfortunately, we have to say the vast majority are fake armies. Those that are regarded as so genuine, when we hear their stories also coming out, it is mind-boggling that we know this person and he is doing all these things, funny, funny things. We don't have to go into the details, but and the greatest army Allah gave us is the Quran Sharif. And Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, mashallah, has not left a single subject out of our deeni ta'aleem. He has written a Quran, a kitab also, Amal-e-Qurani, all the amaliyat from the Quran Sharif. So what more we need? Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allah reward all our elders, he has given us manzil, taken out from the Quran Sharif. So this is more than enough. And for us as simple people, what is more greater than Surah Fatiha? It opens all the doors of goodness to a person. It is Surah to Shifa. Shifa from all medical ailments without exaggeration. Shifa from all spiritual ailments. Shifa from all these things, what like jadu or whatever. Read Surah Fatiha. Ayatul Kursi. What the ayat Allah Ta'ala has given us. The three quls. And the last three ayats of Suratul Hashr, the whole Quran Sharif. Just read a little bit Quran Sharif daily. Have it in our lives. Have it in our homes, in our businesses. And see all these evil things just disappear. Jal haq wa zahaq al batil. When the truth comes, and there is no greater truth than the Quran Sharif. Batil vanishes. The very nature of batil is batil, its nature is it vanishes. It isn't there. Darkness is here in the masjid in the morning. When the muazzin normally comes first, dark the masjid is. But just one switch he presses, one small light even he lights. That darkness immediately, where it has rushed away, where it has gone, where it is vanished. Like that, all batil, what we are worried so much, fitnas and that, we are not bringing the haq. We, every one of us is responsible. It's not just the work of the ulama, tabligh jamaat. Every individual is responsible that he speaks the haq, that he lives the haq. Just let the haq come and the batil will vanish. Otherwise we're going to cry foul our whole life. And nothing is going to happen. We will be taken to task for that. That this was happening, that fitna, we couldn't do, confusion, we were, just bring the hus, if each one of us is responsible for that. So all these armies, worse than that, how many good people, ulama, they explained to us themselves what they did, going to Sangomas, going to fortune tellers, and then one terrible fitna of our time, these therapies now, and many of our alimas are involved in that. Whether it is here in the Gauteng area, whether it's in the Durban area, globally, animas, and what, and a very, very frightening thing, worrying thing, that the bait they put out there, normally they will speak 100% correct things, speak about deen, about akhirat, about akabir. How many are associated to mashayikh? And when they speak about the sheikh and the relationship with the sheikh, a person, no, this person, who is he? But then, their venom, they got it hidden. In that bait for the fish, inside it is the hook. Hidden away is that hook. These people with their flowery talks, they will sit here on the mimbers also. They will give good talks, right things they will say, but there is that hook that is inside. And they trap you into all this, so all this funny type of therapies which are carrying on. And then to get the psychiatric treatment, we don't have to explain more. Their own book, Guinness Book of Records, records that most suicide cases of the world are of the psychiatrists. If they are solving everyone else's problem, why are they committing suicide so much? And there's so many things to say about that also. And then the psychiatric treatment, and then fortune tellers. And now on the internet, people just going on the with all this fortune telling and all that. All this is haram. There are certain things that I will mention which are not of that level of haram, but it destroys us. Rehab. The rehab people themselves, they say, it's a zero success rate. It's just a matter of making money, and within a little time, that person is back to square one again. They say, they themselves say it's a zero success rate. And Quran Sharif is 100% success rate. But we don't take Quran Sharif. We'll pay huge amounts at the rehabs. And all the stigma that comes with it and all that. And Quran Sharif, if we stick to Quran and Hadith, we have got everything. Together with that, all this counselors and counseling. They're counseling from man-made things. They are counseling from imaginary things, conjecture of the mind. Quran Sharif is counseling you with 100% haq. Allah is haqqul mubin. He is the truth and He makes the truth manifest. These people themselves, those same counselors got problems with themselves. How many counselors fall in love with those they are counseling? How many marriages they break up, whether it's even ulama, and you go to counseling to them, how many of them build an illicit relationship then? All that, we have got Quran Sharif. We don't need all these things. These are just all things that have bluffed us, all these things. And we are just falling headlong into all these things. Together with that, there are other things also that we have to worry about, is following the celebrities. And on Instagram, or one of these social platforms, and these social platforms, even just the cell phone, you get so, it's got that hypnotism in him, jadu in it, that it pulls you towards it. Good people, tired, sit with the cell phone, tiredness is gone. 2 hours busy with all that, and kaha gaye, kahi nahi. Where did you go? Nowhere. Kya kya kuch nahi. What did you do? Nothing. You just wasted your time. You curse yourself for that, but you back on it again. So all these things, so all this, this following the celebrities. And then it is thing, it just comes in you that this is a celebrity. And you don't check who it is, what he's standing for. Just because he's got such a big following, you also just follow him. And like blindly you are following. You know, you tell yourself he's wrong. She's wrong. But you're just following also. All these things we don't need at all in our life. Another thing which is coming today is all this fitness, fitna. that I must be fit. Jogging on the road, a woman jogging with her husband, niqab also, is the woman's work on the road, is her work to jog. The greatest fitness for a woman is housework. If she give your domestic 3 months wages in advance, tell her you go home now. I will do everything. And your 3 years and 30 years of your health is guaranteed. When a woman does housework, how many of our old women, what they are going through now? What was they? You think about it. Today we pity those people and we must pity them. But we also think, what and what didn't I do in my youth? Then the consequences come. Allah ki yaha der hai andher nahi. But Allah Ta'ala, Allah is Haleem. Allah la yasta'jilu bil uquba. Allah doesn't punish quickly. But the soon the time comes in your old age, and we forgot when we were young girls, when we were young boys, when we were at university, school, college, etc. What and what we did. Make tawbah. Allah has left. Ooh, Allahu Akbar. That we did all the wrong. We do all the wrong. And Allah has kept the door of tawbah open. We do all the wrong, but we don't want to make tawbah. We don't want to change our lives. We have done wrong, we understand it, now make tawbah. So all this whole fitness thing and that also is a great thing that leads us wrong away. And now with all this feminism and all woman empowerment, all these things are destroying us completely. The greatest empowerment of woman that ever was is the Quran Sharif. And look at the miracle of the Quran Sharif. Whether it is in Surah Baqarah, where Allah in the second Supara discusses about Talaq, about 2-3 rukus Allah is devoted, or Surah Talaq itself, Allah reward one lady, mashallah, what knowledge Allah has given her. From Surah Talaq, she has proven that how Allah has honored the woman. What great position Allah has given the woman. And in the hadith, that the matter of talaq is a bitter thing. It's an undesired thing. But in there, Allahu Akbar, what great position Allah has given woman. Allah explains it in the most, the least place you could expect it. In the matters of discussing talaq, Allah explains the great position of woman. Let us get acquainted with our Quran, with our deen, with the ulama who will teach us the right things. Allah reward Hafiz Ismail, mashallah, he was reading with the mashayikh of Haq. Are those people who are, don't just make us happy. When they tell us of all the harms, as much as we dislike it. Once I spoke about soccer and the sport, which is the worst honey-coated poison, the worst poison. One good friend, he said, what you said, Maulana, a good friend, open we are. He said, what you said was the Haq, but a very bitter pearl to swallow. He said, the way we are involved in the sport, for us to swallow this pearl is very hard for us. But what you say is the Haq. About the photography, if we don't warn the brothers, and Allah reward the brothers from across, around the world, good reports, people who were so addicted, all of us who never thought of it as a guna also, looking at photos, if we're not taking, keeping photos, everything. And so this is that we have to be informed of that, not just to massage our feelings and make us happy. We came majlis, you are very great buzurg, you are going straight to Jannah, you are 100% Jannatis. Now see what we are in, and let us correct ourselves. The truth is going to face us when Malakul Maut will come. Our Qiyamah is going to come at that time, and that is still also far. In this worldly life, old age generally, illa mashallah, what old age, the baggage of old age. And it is, it comes how we had spent our youth, what we had done, all those things. And we're not making tawbah. Tawbah reverses everything. One very important thing also which we must be very careful, that a person makes ibadat the greatest ibadat. Maqbool indallah. It's accepted by Allah Ta'ala. One, there are so many things on the Tuesday night majlis we are busy mentioning these things. One thing is, as old age comes, a person makes a mess up of his will. He makes all wrong things and he goes straight to Jahannam. His whole life he was head on to Jannah. And he was on the highway and speeding to Jannah. Yeah, he went and messed up his will. And he did it wrong. And he deprived somebody and did it, and he's gone to Jahannam. How many things the last minute, There is clearly in the hadith, there are people who live their pure, righteous lives. One step to enter Jannah, and there you, and the thing of kufr, you say the word of kufr. You just smiled on kufr. You approved of it. Today on the cell phone, any type of joke that is being made, or anything like that, or you just, an action of kufr you did. You were at the wrong place, and you went there willingly. That one kufr of yours has deleted everything. Not what you prepared on your computer for 1-2 weeks, and your program, and by mistake you press the delete button. But your whole life's effort, and right at the time of mort, you press the delete button. And not delete that it's cancelled, now you are gone to Jahannam. And so we have to be very careful. It's not a small thing, it's a very serious matter. So all these things, Allah Ta'ala protect us. Opposite to that, what we have been taught, what our deen, what this month of Safar is, that we must be bold, we must be aggressive for the truth, we must be strong, we must be positive on all on all this. And what is all that? Full trust in Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allahu Akbar. Just in this ayat, where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. In this ayat, those people who conceal the truth what we have revealed, referring particularly to the Jews, the Christians also, and today we are involved, our ulama, we are involved in this, that when you conceal the truth and you don't speak about it, today we say, if somebody is on the wrong path, don't tell the people he's on the wrong path. Protect him. He's a big alim. You must protect him. The big people of the Jews, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. Allah decried this. Allah Ta'ala negated it completely. So those people who conceal, and you don't call a kafir a kafir. You don't call the person who did wrong. إِنَّ الَّذِينِ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. The truth that Allah revealed, they don't speak about that. These people, Allah's curses, the malaika's curses, the animal's curses, and in fact, their own curses also are on them also. So those who conceal the truth, and we don't speak, we talk a lot that we must be big, broad-minded, big-hearted. Don't call anyone any names. Don't say anyone is doing wrong. In that you are doing the worst harm to yourself. And Allah's curses falls on those people. So for such people, Allah Ta'ala says that in front, even if they make tawbah, Allah's doors of tawbah are open to them also. And remember, wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. Your Allah is one Allah. And what beautiful explanation of Allah Ta'ala, four qualities. Allah is one in His existence. Only two, la ma'buda illallah. لا موجود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا مطلوب إلا الله. Allah is everything for us. Allah تبارك وتعالى he is ibadat is permitted. There is no ibadat of anyone. To abdiyat and servitude and worship is only of Allah. Nobody else besides Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, who is that being who is indivisible. Allah Ta'ala is not made up of quarters and halves and eighths and anything like that. He is one. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. Allah is one. Yeah, Allah used the word أَحَد. أَحَد, you can't say أَحَد إِثْنَان وَاحِد إِثْنَيْن ثَلَاثَ. But Allah is one. For أَحَد, there is no مُؤَنَّث أَحَدَتُن. وَاحِد, وَاحِدَة. And for Allah, Ahad, is such a word Allah has used, that His oneness, His Tawheed, is the greatest thing. And anything that goes against that Tawheed is extremely dangerous for us. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is that great being, which in Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Sash'ar, He is awwal. He is the first. Who is the first? The first, that there is no first before Him. He is the first. He is the last, that there is no last after Him. He is everyone. Allah created when there was nothing. It was only He. No arsh, no kursi, nothing whatsoever. When Qiyamah will come, all the world will be finished. Before Qiyamah will come, Allah will destroy everything again. There will be nobody, it will be only Allah. And Allah's qudrat that He'll recreate everyone. All our amal will be brought back. And every, who is Allah Ta'ala? He is my Allah, He is your Allah. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. He is your Allah. Who is that one Allah? La ilaha ilahukum ilahu wahid. لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. He is Rahman. He is Rahim. Allahu Akbar. Just turn to Allah Ta'ala. Let us not delay at all in turning to Allah Ta'ala. And then Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained on the day of Qiyamah that 70,000 people, and this is to show a big number. 70 normally what the Arabs was taken to be a very big number. But Allah's rahmat is not limited to 70,000. Those people in this category who will enter Jannah, bila hisab wala kitab. Sahaba asked, who are those people? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, humul ladhina la yarqoon, who don't make ta'weezat. Lot of explanation in there, permissible, ta'weez is permissible. But better, ulama say, no ta'weez. The biggest ta'weez is your Quran Sharif. And your biggest amal, amaliyat which you have to do, what your amal shows you, is the amal of the Quran. Make your namazes right. If we make our namazes, how beautifully it has been said, make your namazes jandar. Bring life in your namaz. Don't make a dead namaz. Make your namazes jandar, your deen will become shandar. Your dunya will become shandar. Your akhirat will become shandar. We have to do that. This is our biggest amal that we have to do. Biggest wazifa is Quran, Quran namaz that we have to do. We know all that amaliyat they show and what funny things they show. And what funny things you have to do in that. We don't need that. وَلَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ. And those who don't go for ta'weezes also, who don't request ta'weezes, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا يَتَطَيَّرُونَ. No superstition in their life. Al-mu'minu al-qawi, he's strong. His full trust is on Allah Ta'ala. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they trust on none other but only on Allah Ta'ala. Their full trust is on Allah. Which example of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was being thrown in the fire. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me. Great, great anbiya. Great, great people. Whatever difficulties came. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And how Allah Ta'ala's help came. Uqasha ibn Mahsin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was inspirated. He said, oh Allah's Rasul, make dua. I be amongst those people also. He said, you are amongst them. Another sahabi also requested, and look at the, what a statesman, what a leader Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Another sahabi requested, he said, your brother Uqasha has beaten you to the draw. In other words, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should make dua for him, everyone else, he closed the door, but in what a beautiful way he closed the door. That your brother Uqasha, he has beaten you to this, to be, may Allah make us all amongst this, those people. These are those people that at all times, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And these are people, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتْ. Make full trust on Allah, that being who does not die, who does not sleep, who doesn't go on leave, who doesn't get the flu, he doesn't get sick. Allah Ta'ala is all the time, wherever you are. You don't have to have your battery fully charged. You don't have to have air time. Wherever you are, Allah is there. Just build our connection. That is why we are coming here. If we are doing this, it's worthwhile our coming. Otherwise, it's just outing, like we go for many other outings also. We decry other people, they have some program. If we just come and go, it's the same also. But if we are bringing this in us, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ كَجَّمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. The people told all the people, the alliance of the kuffar, battle of Ahzab, the battle of Tabuk, what trying times when they were told that fear these people, fear these are strong people, fear of America with all its arsenal of its nuclear weapons and what they can do. These people, what did they say? Hasbunallah. We are not afraid. Allah is there sufficient for us. They are looking at death in their eye. Came to their throats. The soul came to their throat. At that time also, they were not afraid. And that those people, حتى إذا استيأسوا الرسل وظنوا أنهم قد كذبوا, and even the rasuls that could reach that stage, that Allah has lied to us, نعوذ بالله, that we have been falsified, at that point they remained firm, and then Allah came at that last crucial moment. So don't lose hope. Allah is there. His power is there. Don't be deterred in any way. Turn firmly and solidly only on Allah Ta'ala. وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابَ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. When they saw openly our mort is coming, all the alliance of the enemy have gathered, they said, but this is what Allah promised us, and Allah is what Allah said is the truth, and He's going to help us, so we don't have to worry at all. Imagine Ibrahim a.s. being thrown in the fire, but at that time also his full trust on Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has given us, read our three quls every morning, every evening. Takfika min kulli shay, ay takfika min kulli shar, every harm you will be saved. Three quls, please, read them every day after Fajr, after Maghrib. Tell our ladies, tell our children, with Bismillah each time, 9 Bismillahs and the three quls. When leaving the house, make sure everyone reads, write it on the door, but it's not for the door to read. It's a reminder for us to read Bismillah, Tawakkaltu Allah, Wala Hawla, Wala Quwwata Illa Billah. So easy. You just read that. Allah declares Himself, or Allah sends a farishta to tell you, your hidayat is guaranteed. Now you don't have to worry that you lose your iman in one word. Allah is protecting your iman now. You don't have to worry that the time will come when in the morning you'll be a mu'min, in the evening you'll be a kafir. Read this dua and your hidayat is guaranteed. Kufita, all your needs of deen, dunya, akhirat, all your needs will be seen to. Wuqita, and you will be given complete security and protection. No matter what they are, what diseases they are, what jadu they is, what hijacking and kidnapping is taking place, you read this dua and your protection is guaranteed by Allah Ta'ala. And look, what is this? This when Allah's help comes, when the River Nile was not flowing, and the whole details of that, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu writes a letter to the River Nile. If you are flowing of your own accord, we don't need you. If you are flowing by the command of Allah, flow. And for how many years, they used to sacrifice a girl, the most beautiful girl they had, with all jewelry and makeup and beautifying, all that, and then the River Nile should flow. After this letter, till today, the River Nile is flowing. Never did it let up, and it's irrigating the lands of the people of that place. We find that, Allahu Akbar, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was facing this difficulty, one time no water, Allah said, اِذْرِبْ بِيَسَاكَ الْحَجَرِ, hit the stone with your stick. And 11 rivers, 11 streams, 12 streams came. And each tribe, no congestion, no rushing and over. Each one knew, this is our stream, and everyone was taking water. When the water was in front, drowning them, and Fir'aun with his army at the back, Allah said, اِدْرِبْ بِأَسَاكَ الْبَحَرِ. They hit the stone, yea, hit the water. We will say, hit Fir'aun on his head, or turn around at least. But Allah said, hit the water. Who had this yaqeen on Allah? And then the water, 12 paths were made. And the water walled up glass walls, water walls. So they could see one another. They don't feel this family is being left out. That friend of mine is being left. They were seeing everyone is passing through clearly. And when Fir'aun came, it all collapsed on him. And there he was gone. This is our Allah. He's the same Allah. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. Allah who was at this time. Allah was in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the time of... He is our Allah today. He hasn't changed. His rules hasn't changed. He is there and He's there for us. We must turn to Him. See Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When he was thrown in the fire, he trusted only on Allah. When he was leaving his wife and children, Hajar al-Islam Ismail, in a desert in which not a blade of grass, not a drop of water, Allah told him, go back now to the lush areas of Canaan, of Alladhi Barakna Hawlahu, and he left, and he came, when he came before that, he came from that lush land. And he came to Wadin Ghayri Dhi Dhar'in, where nothing grew. And he left his wife and children there without a drop, without a word of consolement. And she asked, where are you going? Ila Aina Ya Sayyidi? And he said, Allah's command came. He didn't turn around to console her. That don't worry, it's just a matter, Allah will look. He carried on. And she understood, she had that this is Talim of the house. And she knew she was the Nabi's wife. She said, Allah has commanded you. He walks on and he says, yes, Allah has commanded me. She said, إِذَا اللَّهِ يُضَيِّعُنَا. If it's His command, His command has not come for destruction. The surat outward form may be of destruction, but it is of abadi to make. And how alive? When from Hajira, she was the foundation, she laid the foundation for Ummul Qura. That she laid the mother city of all the cities of the world. She laid the foundation. When Zamzam came there, people started coming, and the vibrant city of Makkah all time. We know Makkah Sharif, what a city. Look at the Tawaf that carries on. Look at the Safa Marwa that carries on. Look at the people in namaz, in ruku, in sajda, in tilawat, in dua. What a place Allah has made Makkah Sharif, all by this one woman fulfilling the command of and putting trust in Allah. So we also, Allah, give us all tawfiq also. And then when he had to slaughter his son at that time also, what Allah told him, Inni ara fil manam anni azbahuka, I'm slaughtering you, O my son. He said, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar, don't delay, do what you have been commanded. Allah made that qurbani alive, that till today qurbani is carrying on in the world. And Allah has involved the poor and the rich, the Muslim and the non-Muslim, the woman and the man, all in this living qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The details we have discussed many times, how Allah Ta'ala has made this qurbani alive. So Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah Ta'ala, in the Hadith Sharif it comes, whenever any difficulty comes to you, any hardship, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Had I done this, then it shouldn't have happened. Had I done that, it shouldn't have happened. وَلَكِنْ قُلْ مَا قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, what Allah has determined, what Allah has written for us. Also, we find that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught this iman to a small boy, to Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he told him, اِحْفَظِ اللَّهِ يَحْفَظ, look after Allah, His commandments, His deen, you practice on deen, Allah, that great being, will protect you. اِحْفَظِ اللَّهِ تَجِدْهُ أَمَامَكَ, you obey the commands of Allah at all, you will find Allah is in front of you all the time. You don't have to get your phone, you don't have to quickly get the phone or act up. Allah is there in front of you. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Obey Allah Ta'ala in a good condition, Allah will be for you there when you are in difficult conditions. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ مَا أَخْطَاكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكَ, what has missed you is not a, it's not a miss, is not as good as a mite. It was never going to reach you. Be content. Allah didn't mean it for me. Whatever you wanted to marry this girl, that tender you put out, this job you tried for, if it wasn't meant for, be happy. Allah didn't mean it. What a jannat Allah put us in this world. A person who's got iman on taqdeer, on what Allah has written. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِعَكَ, and what has come to you, don't say it shouldn't have happened. It was meant, it was written for me. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ, the pen has been raised now. وَجُفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ, the pages are dry. It's written, it's the final law of Allah. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبَرِ, and remember, the help of Allah is with sabr, and sabr is حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينِ, till what comes to you is the time for sabr. وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجْ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ, and remember, the opening of things will come to you when difficulties come. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى, وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى, and a mu'min is he that whatever difficulty comes, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ, nothing has happened to us but what Allah has decreed. هو مولانا. He's our friend. He's our protector. He's our guide. He's our God. He, whatever is good for us, He has decreed that. Allah, give us tawfiq from this month of Safar, which people regard as an empty month. We fill it with goodness. It is a month of making us depressed with all jadu stories and all things which are out of our control. It is a month to become strong, and everything is in our control. Allah is with us. وإلهكم إله واحد قالوا طائركم معكم. When the man of Allah Ta'ala told those people the wrong you are doing, because of that you are saving these problems, they said that you are the cause. This is commonly that jadu is made the scapegoat, that anything we do all wrong, we are not running our business properly, business going down, we say somebody made jadu. We are having extra affairs, haram affairs with other people. Our marriage is in jeopardy. We say somebody has made jadu. Everything we don't do, you don't service your car. You want to save money. You don't want to do a service. And then when it's now not functioning properly, you say somebody made jadu. We do what we have to do and see that the jadu of Allah will work and how things will be in our favor. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Appreciate this month, our life. As Maulana explained, short life we have got. And this, as Qari Yaqub Sahib in his Ash'ar, and MashaAllah, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, what a poem. May Allah's reality come into us and make our lives valuable, inshallah.